language.
我看到的都是一二三四那个数目，还有一些中国话。
How did you say hieroglyphics in Chinese? You didn't say hieroglyphics in. You know what hieroglyphics is? It's Egyptian writing. It means I can't understand it.
中国话像埃及文一样的，我不懂。
I was just anxious to hear whether she was going to say hieroglyphics.
不晓得她要怎么翻。
All right. Somebody said that. We have a lot of music inside, but it's spoiled, it's coming out.
So, 我们里面有很多的诗歌，但是唱出来的时候就唱的不太对。
And some people just can't seem to carry a tune in a bushel basket.
因为有的人就好像唱歌很难抓紧那个音。
I used to be able to sing, and I try to sing now, but once in a while I'm reminded that I can't sing as well as I used to.
我从前很会唱歌，现在我唱的时候就常常想起来，我现在没有像从前那么唱得好。
We would like to continue and finish up our portion from the eighth chapter of from the ninth chapter of Mark. I'm sorry, Mark the ninth chapter. I'd like to finish this portion and then move on to the rest of the lessons that we have.For disciples, Mark chapter 9, and what I'd like for us to do is to continue by beginning at verse 43.
我想今天晚上再跟大家一同继续的读马可福音第九章，那然后我们再继续的思想那个门徒的功课，我们从四十二节开始。
谢谢。Verse 43 to 48, we're talking now about discipline or single-mindedness.
第四十二节到第四十八节就讲到操练或者我们单心的仰望神。
And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go to hell to the unquenchable fire.
倘若你一只手叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来。你缺了肢体进入永生，强如两只手落到地狱，入了不灭的火里面。
It is interesting that the Lord, in speaking about single-mindedness and self-discipline, begins to talk about the parts of the body.
我们看到主说到我们个人操练的时候，他就讲到我们肢体的身体的肢体各部分。
Here he speaks about the hand.
这里他讲到手。
The hand is the symbol of grasping.
手是一个抓的一个工具。
It is the symbol of reaching out for personal gain.
也是你伸出去为了自己的利益来抓。
Unfortunately, this is what Judas did.
很不幸的，犹大就是这样的一个抓的人。
But the hand can also reach out.To help others.
但是你的手也可以伸出去帮助人。
So he is speaking very in a very graphic way to get his message across about what it means to be single-minded.
神用这样的方法来描述，很清楚的让我们看到应该怎么样的单一的仰望。
Then he talks about the foot.
然后他又讲到他的脚。
He says, and if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. And he goes on to repeat what he said.
倘若你一只脚叫你跌倒，你就把它砍下来。
The foot is the symbol of willfulness.
脚是一个我们任性的一个工具。
It is going your own way.
就是自己要做自己的，走自己的路。
Walking in your own direction.And taking your life in your own hands.
就是要自己走自己的方向，要掌管自己的生命。
Your foot can take you against the will of God.
你的脚可以带领你走违背神的道路。
You take your own direction.
你就自己走自己的方向。
And you can follow the desires of the flesh.
你可以按照你的情欲来走。
So the foot speaks about the direction that you're going.
脚就是讲到你要走的方向而言。
The hand speaks about the focus of your life.
你的手就讲到你的生命的一个集中点。
And then he says in verse 47, And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out.
第四十七节说，倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就去掉它。
The eye is the symbol of lust.
眼睛是我们一个情欲的一个器官。
Now lust is the negative side of the word desire.
就是你的欲望里面那个不好的部分。
You recall that Adam and Eve were in the garden, and Eve saw that the fruit was good, and it was her desire to eat it. It was not lust.
你记得亚当夏娃在伊甸园的时候，夏娃看到的那个果子很美好，他就拿了，并不是情欲。
But every natural, normal human drive has a negative side to it.
每一个人自然的欲望的里面都有一个情欲的部分。
Sex is natural.
是很自然的。
But it also has a negative side.
所以也有一个。不好的地方。
Hunger is natural.
饥饿是一个自然的现象。
It also has a negative side.
但是也有不好的地方。
And desire, looking at things to appreciate, is a natural thing, but it has the negative side of lust.
任何的欲望都是很自然的一个倾向，但是每个欲望的里面都有一个不好的成分。
And what tragic sins are committed by the eyes?
这个眼睛所犯的罪是什么样的罪呢
？And how are the great fallen？
那个
，many great people，
很多的伟人他们都堕落。
How many marriages are broken because of the eyes？
很多的婚姻他们破碎就是因为他们眼睛。
How many homes are destroyed because of the eyes？
很多的家庭破碎就因为他们眼睛的缘故。
And so Jesus speaks。About the focus of your attention in your hand, you can either reach out and help someone or you can grasp.
所以主耶稣就讲到你的手出去的时候，你一定要着重于，若是你伸出去帮助人，或者是伸手出去抓为你自己的。
That has to do with attitude.
就跟你自己的态度有关。
The feet have to do with direction.
脚是为你的前面方向而走的。
Which way am I going?
究竟你要走哪一个方向呢
？In my way or in the Lord's way?
你要走你自己的道路还是神的道路呢
？You see, this has to do with discipline, doesn't it?
所以这个跟我们自己的操练是有关的。
It has to do with singleness of mind.
我们的心一定要单一。
And to whom am I looking?
究竟我们来看谁呢
？And when we fix our eyes upon Christ,
若是我们的眼睛注目主耶稣的话
，It's amazing how The eyes are always positive.
很奇妙的，你的眼睛所看到的都是一些很好的。
For when the light of the eye becomes dark, how dark is that person?
若是你的眼睛不明亮了，你的这整个的人都变成黑暗。
The one has to do with attitude.
这件事情跟你的态度有关。
The feet have to do with direction.
你的脚是跟你的方向有关。
The eyes have to do with the desires of the soul.
你的眼睛跟你心灵的欲望有关。
How important it is then that we keep ourselves pure, even if it means denying ourselves of some of the things that we want.
所以我们自己在态度上，有的时候甚至于要放下一切我们所要的，也是非常的重要。
And do you know what he says the result is if we allow the negative side to rule?
这里讲到若是我们让不好的部分来掌管我们的话结果怎么样呢
The negative side of our reach.
若是我们出去抓的时候呢抓的对象和动机不对的话是怎么样呢
The negative side of our walk.
若是我们走的时候方向走错了又怎么样呢
The negative side of our desires.
若是我们欲望里面不好的部分是什么呢
？See what he says here.
来看他这里说什么。
He says, "It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands, or with two feet, or with two eyes, and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire."
他说你缺少了肢体进入永生，强如有两只手落到地狱，入了不灭的火里去。
People who have turned those normal drives and desires, attitudes, and direction of their life negative, they are thrown into Gehenna.
有的人他们的动机不对，他们走的方向不对，他们的欲望是不对，所以他们走到了地狱的里面。
Now Gehenna is the name of the city dump.
地狱就是说到这城市里面倒垃圾的地方。
The garbage trucks that come by our house and pick up our garbage, they take all of our garbage to Gehenna.
所有的那些拖垃圾的车把我们的垃圾拿了，就丢到这个垃圾坑里去。
Have you ever visited Gehenna?
你有没有去看过垃圾坑呢？
Oh, I used to play in Gehenna.
我小时候就在这些洞里面玩。
When I was a boy, we used to walk 3 miles just to go to Gehenna.
我小的时候走三里的路就是要在那些坑里面玩。
It was right along the Des Plaines River.
就在那个一个河的旁边。
And this was on Saturday, of course, because we had to be in school during the week.
当然是礼拜六才去，平常的时候我们上课。
And all the garbage trucks had come on Friday, and there was all this stuff.Burning, smelling, the rats, the worms, all kinds of junk, but there was a constant smoke, smoldering, smell, horrible, but I enjoyed playing there.
因为礼拜一、礼拜五的垃圾都拿去了以后，礼拜六在那里烧，烧的时候有一些虫子出来，又有一些味道，又有烟，但是我就喜欢在那里玩。
Because we found all kinds of junk there.
因为在那里可以什么东西都找得到。
And that's what Gehenna is.
这就是那个深坑里面的光景。
You can make your life a piece of junk.
你可以把你的生命完全的废弃掉。
And that's what happens when we turn those natural desires of our lives, the natural direction and the natural affection, we become junk.
若是我们的动机不对，我们的方向不对，我们的欲望不对的话，我们整个的生命就变成浪费。
And you see what it says in verse 48.It says, where the worm dies not and the fire is not quenched.
第四十八节，在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
What a terrible state for a person who could live such a noble life to live, as it were, with worms eating away at his life.
若是一个人，他的生命是可以很荣耀的活着的，可是他就是活在这样一个可怕的光景当中，有虫，而且是有火。
What it means is that we are being consumed and we are being eaten away.
就说我们要被毁灭，我们渐渐的消失。
So Christ is warning us.
所以主耶稣警告我们。
That we must discipline ourselves and keep our minds, our hearts, and our eye single.
所以主耶稣提醒我们，我们要自己自制自己，让我们的眼目担当地仰望他。
It's interesting that he would say this to these disciples.
很有趣，他对他的门徒讲这些话。
Because he is saying, it's amazing what can happen to you if you fail to live the disciplined life.
他就告诉他们说，若是你们的生活不是有节制的话，你们就可以落到这样很可怕的下场。
And it's amazing how many Christian people have known a better relationship with Christ than they are knowing today.
很奇妙的就是过去有一些基督徒他们实在是知道跟主耶稣可以有更好的关系。
There are a lot of Christian people who are smoldering and who are being eaten by worms, so to speak, so that their life is not where and what it ought to be.
但是很可惜的，有一些基督徒他们的生命就是冒着烟渐渐地被消灭。
All because they have allowed the negative side to rule that which is normal in their lives.
唯一的原因就是他们任凭自己的生命自由地发展。
Now let's finish this lesson and go to verses 49 and 50.
我们再读49节和50节。
For everyone will be salted with fire.Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its saltness, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another.
因为必用火当盐腌个人， 盐本是好的，若失了味，可用什么叫它再咸呢？你们里头应当有盐，彼此和睦。
Did you ever make the mistake of putting salt in your coffee?
有没有放错了盐放在咖啡里面呢？
Well, it wasn't a mistake when I was a teenager. It was fun to put salt in old people's coffee.
我在年轻的时候并不是做错了，而是我故意的就把那盐放在老年人的咖啡里面恶作剧。
And in college, it used to be a standing joke to go to all the sugar bowls and fill them with salt.
在大学的时候，在吃饭的地方，常常就是大家把盐跟糖都混在一起。
And take the salt shakers and fill them with sugar.
然后把那个盐瓶子里面加一些糖来。
What I'm trying to say is, salt is salt.
我要讲的就是盐就是为了咸味。
Salt, there's no question about it. It is one, it is not two.
盐就是一个味道，不是两种味道。
And its only quality is to be true to its character.
它的唯一的本性就是要是盐的味道。
It's interesting that salt has played a very important part in the life of the church from the very beginning in the Old Testament.
在旧约的时候，教会一开始的时候，盐就是一个很重要的物件。
When the priests would burn the sacrifices.
当祭司要烧祭物的时候。
And while the sacrifice is burning, the priest would throw salt upon the sacrifice.
当这个燔祭被烧的时候，这祭司就把盐撒在上面。
And so they were salted as they were being burned.
当他们在烧的时候，也是被腌起来。
And so every truly great person will be given the salt test.
所以一个真正的正直的人，他一定是要有一个盐的味道。
And as we live our lives, salt will be cast upon our sacrifice. In Romans 12:1.Present your bodies a living sacrifice. We are going to receive the salt test.
罗马书第十二章第二节说，我们自己把自己当作活祭献上去的时候，就有盐撒在我们的身上。
And what salt does is that it preserves and it purifies.
盐的功能就是使我们洁净，而且使我们保存。
And often our purification.Will come while we are being consumed in persecution.
常常是在我们被迫害的时候，这个盐的这个圣洁的工作就开始。
Why we thought the church in China was dead.
我们想中国大陆的教会大概都死了。
All these years after the Second World War, we didn't hear about the church, and all the missionaries had gone.
那第二次世界大战以后，我们就没有听到中国大陆教会的消息，所有的宣教士都离开了。
What kept them alive?
究竟什么让他们活着呢？
There had to be some salt there.
一定是有一些盐在那。
And the thing that is going to purify us and preserve us in the world is salt.
能够让我们能够洁净而且能够保存的就是盐。
And so what Jesus is saying to these disciples, he's saying, have salt in yourselves.
所以主耶稣跟他的门徒说，在你们的生命里面要有盐。
Be clean inside.
你们的里面要洁净。
Be pure within.
你们的里面要纯洁。
Be cleansed of your selfishness.
你的这些自私，这一切都要去除。
And have the Spirit of Christ in you.
让主耶稣的圣灵住在你的里头。
And if you do this, you will live in peace with one another.
若是你这样做的话，你就跟人家能够平安的相处。
And so you're not going to be pointing to that man out there who is doing miracles in my name.
你不要埋怨那个人在那里奉我的名在那里行奇迹。
The important thing is that we have salt within us.
最主要的就是我们的里面有盐的工作。
And the unique thing, the quality of salt is to be true to its character.
那盐的最独特的一个个性就是它自己一定要有咸的味道。
What Jesus is really saying is, I'm in your midst.
主耶稣对他们说的意思就是说我在你们当中。
And when I am in your midst,
当我在你们当中的时候,
can you dare to entertain other kinds of thoughts such as greatness and selfishness and power and ruling over other people?
你们怎么还敢存一些概念，比如说哪一个伟大、自私，或者说要管掌管别的人这些不好的概念呢？
And so he put to rest the lesson that they must learn regarding tolerance.
所以他就教导他们一些功课，就是要容忍、包容。
Caring for people.
要关心别人。
Self-discipline.
要自制。
And personal integrity.
个人的正直。
Now I want to quickly go over four more lessons.
很快的再讲四个功课。
And for that, I want to take you to the 21st chapter of John.
那下面我请大家看约翰福音二十一章。
These lessons are not all found in this portion of Scripture.
这些功课并不能够在这一段里面完全的找到。
But this portion of Scripture is the culminating focus of what Jesus was trying to teach his disciples.
这里是主耶稣教导门徒他们的着重的中心点。
Beginning at verse 15 of John 21.
约翰福音二十一章十五节。
Jesus has met the disciples early in the morning by the seashore.
主耶稣在这天早上，他跟他的门徒相遇在海边。
He had prepared breakfast for the disciples.
他为门徒预备了早餐。
Have you ever seen a picture painted of Jesus cooking breakfast?
你有没有看到一个照片画了主耶稣在那里做早餐呢？
Well, that's what it says here.
这就是这里所说的。
And imagine, it was fish for breakfast.
想想看，早上吃鱼。
I love fish.
我喜欢吃鱼。
I remember when we were in Kaohsiung.
我记得我在高雄的时候。
We stayed in the Garden Hotel.
就在圆山饭店。
There must have been 75 of us people there.
我们差不多有七十五个人一同在那里。
And would you believe it?
你相不相信？
They never gave us a fork, a knife, or a spoon.
从来没有给我们刀叉或者调羹。
And then for breakfast, we had to eat fish with chopsticks.
早饭的时候用筷子吃鱼。
And one of the men, oh, he had a hard time eating.
有一个同去的，他实在是很伤脑筋。
He flipped and he flopped and the food hit him here, here.
搞了搞去，东西又弹到他头上。
And after a half an hour,
半小时以后，
he said, I'm so tired.
我搞累了。
And I'm still hungry.
但是我还是很饿。
But I love fish for breakfast.
我很喜欢早上吃鱼。
We were in a camp meeting in Michigan about 3 weeks ago.
三个礼拜之前在 Michigan 我们
And they found out I love fish.
露营会他们知道我喜欢鱼。
Guess what happened?
你知道什么事发生了？
The one morning that I decided not to get up and go for breakfast, they had fried fish.
那天早上我想不要起来吃早饭的那天早上他们就炸鱼。
And they asked my wife, where's your husband?
他就问我太太 你先生呢？
She said, had he known you were going to have fish, he would have been here.
他说，假如他知道你们吃鱼的话，他就会来了。
So the cook came and knocked on my door with a whole plate of fish.
厨子来到我房间敲门，带了一大盘鱼来。
And I sat on the edge of the bed eating fish. I was hardly awake.
我坐在床边上还没醒，就在那吃鱼。
I got dressed quickly and I went to the dining room and finished my breakfast.
然后我把衣服穿好了。
But I have never had a picture of Jesus kind of squatting down, frying fish.
但是我从来没有看到过看主耶稣蹲在那里做炸鱼的事情。
But he had arranged to meet with his disciples because he wanted to teach them another final lesson.
但是他计划了要再一次见到门徒，因为他要再教导他们最后的功课。
Do you recall in John chapter 1 verse 42? Where Peter brings his big brother, Andrew brings his big brother Peter and says, we have found the Messiah. Do you recall that verse?
你记不记得约翰福音第一章四十二节讲到安德烈他把他的哥哥西门彼得带到主的面前。
And Jesus says to him, thou art Simon, the son of Jonas, but you shall be called Petros, a rock.
他说你是基法但是你要被叫成彼得。
And Peter looks at himself He's still dripping with water from the sea. He says, I think you have the wrong person, sir.
彼得从水里面出来还在滴水。他说，先生，你大概找错人了。
And the Lord looks at him and says, no, if you let me, I'll make a rock out of you.
主耶稣说，没有找错。你若是让我来做工的话，我就让你成为一个石头。
I think the Lord picked on the right person among the disciples because of all the disciples, Peter had the most problems.
我想神在十几个门徒里面找到了这一个对的一个，因为彼得的确是在他们中间问题最多的。
He was very much like you and me.
他很像你和我。
He was always opening his mouth and sticking his foot in.
他总是把喜欢讲话。
And he was always talking before he thought.
每次还没有思想的时候就开始讲话。
And he always had to go to someone and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
他总是事后到人那个面前。
And so he picked the right person to be the key, the symbol of all the other disciples to teach them what it meant to be a disciple.
所以他找到了一个对的人来教导他这些功课，因为其他的门徒也差不多，来告诉他们一个门徒应该怎么样。
Let's look at this lesson of prayer.
我们来看这个祷告的功课。
If you follow in the big fisherman's shoes, Peter, you will find that the Lord is trying to teach Peter and the disciples the lesson of prayer.
若是你站在彼得的地位上来看的话，你就知道主在这里教导他们祷告的功课。
And all through the Gospels, you'll notice where it says, and Jesus, when he went to pray, he took with him Peter, James, and John.
在新约的里面，每次提到主耶稣去祷告的时候，他总是带着彼得、约翰和雅各。
He was teaching them that it is important to pray.
他教导他们祷告是非常重要的。
The practice of prayer.
尤其是实行祷告。
Brother Lawrence, in his writing, speaks of the practice of the presence of Christ.
Lawrence 弟兄告诉我们，我们要练习主的跟主的同在。
And it's hard for us to practice the presence of Christ if we don't take time to pray.
若是我们不花时间祷告的话，就没有办法练习跟主的同在。
So he taught them that it is first of all important that we pray.
所以主耶稣教导他们最主要的就是我们要祷告。
And then you recall he taught them how to pray, didn't he?
那我们也记得他也教导他们如何的祷告。
Our Father who art in heaven, and so forth.
我们天上的父，这一类的。
And then he taught them by praying himself. You recall in the great high priestly prayer in the 17th chapter of John.
我们也看到约翰福音十七节讲到大祭司的那个祷告。
When we become prayerless, it is like allowing rust to go uncared for.
若是我们不祷告的话，我们的生命里面就能够有很多疏忽的错误。
Nothing cataclysmic is going to happen if you don't pray.
若是你不祷告的话，不见得有很多的大灾难马上临到。
But a very quiet, slow rot.
但是你的生命却渐渐地堕落下去。
I had my car up on the hoist in a garage in Dallas.
在 Dallas 的时候，我的车子被一个机器把它举起来。
Another man had his car on the hoist, in the same garage.
另外一个人的车子也是被一个举重器把它举起来。
His car was a Dallas car.
他的车子是 Dallas 的车。
Mine was a Rochester, New York car.
我是 Rochester, 纽约的车子。
He looked under my car, he said, where have you been?
他看了我的车子的时候就你到底从哪里来的?
And I looked under his and I said, where haven't you been?
你怎么没有去过啊?
His was so clean.
他车子下面好干净。
Just a little dust under it.
只有一点灰尘。
Mine was all eaten out because of the salt on the highways.
因为我的车子在公路上面的一些盐整个都腐蚀掉。
I said to him, I really didn't realize it was that bad.
我跟他讲，我真的不晓得会这么糟糕。
And there's something that happens in our lives that we're not aware of when we are prayerless.
在我们生命里面，若是我们不祷告的时候，我们真的都不晓得会发生那样的情形。
A fundamental lesson for all of us is the lesson of our knees.
今天教导我们一个最基本的功课，就是我们要用膝盖来祷告。
When we bow before God and recognize Him as the source of our strength,
我们要跪在神的面前，明白神是我们一切能力的来源。
Another lesson that He taught the disciples was on the slopes of Mount Hermon.
另外一个功课就是在黑门山的那个山坡上面的功课。
This was up north of the Sea of Galilee at the headwaters of the Jordan River.
在加利利的北边，在约旦河的上面。
It was in Caesarea Philippi.
在腓立比，西西利的腓立比。
And Jesus was asking the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?"
主耶稣问他的门徒说，人说我是谁？
Some said Elijah.
有人说是以利亚。
Some said John the Baptist.
有人说是施洗约翰。
But Peter came up and said, "You're the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
彼得就走过来说，你是永生神的儿子。
And I could hear Jesus saying, "You're right on, man. You're right on."
所以我就好像听到主耶稣说，你真是讲对了。
Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven.
血肉不能够让你有这样的认识，而是我天上的父让你认识这件事。
Keep listening, Peter.
他说：“继续的听神的话，彼得。”
But whatever you don't ever be afraid to use these lips to confess who I am.
不管你做什么，你不要怕用你的嘴来承认我是谁。
Have you ever heard of secret believers?
你有没有听说一个秘密的信徒
？Closet Christians.
就躲在那个橱子里面的基督徒。
Christians who, when they pray in a restaurant before their meal, they go.
其实说在餐馆里面祷告的时候，就得摸摸头。
Of course, you shouldn't do the other either. You shouldn't get on your knees and pray for the whole congregation.
当然，你也不要说要跪在地上，大声的就像全体祷告一样。
But secret Christians, there is no such a thing.
但是圣经上确实没有什么秘密的信徒的。
Confession is basic to our spiritual survival.
我们属灵的存在是要需要我们来承认基督。
For if thou shalt believe in thy heart and confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt indeed be saved.
若是你心里相信，口里承认，你就必然得救。
When was the last time you gave your witness to someone about Jesus Christ?
什么时候你最后一次为主耶稣做见证呢？
You want to be sure that the communists don't believe in the quiet or silent witness.
你知道共产党他们是不相信一个安静不讲话的一个见证的。
They are very overt. They are very open about their beliefs. And they're not very quiet about it.
他们对自己的信仰是非常的很敢讲的，并不守密的。
They are very aggressive about it.
而且也非常的积极。
And if we're going to win the world, we're going to have to confess Jesus Christ with our lips, as well as believe Him in our mind and heart.
我们若是要把全世界的人带来信主，我们必须要用口来承认主耶稣是我们的主，而且我们心里面真正的相信。
And then came that test. You know, there was such a problem. You know, whenever three or four people get together, you always begin to have.The human problem of interaction.
当你们三四个人聚在一起的时候，常常就有人的彼此关顾的相交的关系。
Christians aren't any different. We're human.
基督徒也是人，所以也不一定是不同的。
And we need the grace of God to help us that we might honor one another.
我们需要神的恩典保护我们，让我们来彼此荣耀。
And several times in the gospel, Jesus would be walking along and the disciples would be a little ways behind because they were talking about things they didn't want him to know.
常常在圣经上记载，主耶稣在前面走，后面的门徒隔一段时间的跟在后面，因为他们在彼此讲一些话，不愿意主耶稣听见。
And Peter and John were like this sometimes.
彼得跟约翰也常常争战。
And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, they were kind of cousins to Jesus.So they thought that they had a little more, they were a little, had more, whatever it is, with Jesus.
彼得和约翰是主耶稣的表弟兄，所以他觉得跟他有特别的关系。
And so there were these points of important, not so important, and not important, you know.
所以他们中间就发生了说哪个重要，哪个比较重要，哪个不重要，这些问题发生。
And wherever you get a group of people, they act like chickens.
当你有一大群人聚在一起的时候，他们就好像鸡一样。
Social, yes, that's right. Sociologists say that wherever you have people, they are like chickens in that chickens have a pecking order.
他说社会学家说，当人聚在一起的时候，他们就像鸡一样，他们就说哪一个来管哪一个，哪一个管哪一个。
They know which chicken gets to peck first at the food.
他也知道哪个鸡应该第一个吃东西。
And they pretty much get in line. They know where they belong.
他们也知道他们自己是属什么样的地位。
And somehow we tend to find a pecking order among ourselves. We're trying constantly to find out who's first, who's second, who's third.
所以常常我们自己就倾向于来发现自己占什么地位，谁是最大，谁是次大，谁是最小。
And don't tell anybody, but I have seen it happen in the church.
不要跟人家讲，我发现这样的情形在教会里面有的时候也同样有。
And so these disciples would be talking about who's greatest in the kingdom.
所以这些门徒就在讲在天国的时候哪一个是最大的。
And when the Lord really establishes the kingdom, this is what I'm going to do. And, well, this is what I'm going to do.
他说当主耶稣建立了他的天国的时候，我要做这个，我要做那个。
And so the Lord turns around and says, now what are you talking about?
主耶稣看着他们就说，你们到底现在讲什么呢？
And they're embarrassed.
他们就很难为情。
But he knew what was going on.
他知道他们在讲些什么。
And here comes the lesson.
他就教导他们功课。
It's the lesson of servitude.
就是一个仆人的功课。
He takes a basin of water.
他就拿了一盆水。
And a towel.
一个手巾。
And he washes their feet.
就开始洗他们的脚。
And he says, "What you have seen me do to you, do to one another."
你今天看到我所做的，你们要彼此的这样的。
And without their even asking the question, he answers saying, "You who want to be the greatest, must learn to be the least."
他没有等他们问问题，他就自己回答他们说，你们要在人的中间做最大的话，一定要做成最小的。
The greatest symbol of Christianity is the cross.
在基督徒里面最大的一个标志就是十字架。
But right next to the cross, second in significance, is the towel and the basin.
在十字架的下面就是一个洗脚的盆子和一个手巾。
Henry Nouwen, the noted Belgian Roman Catholic priest, speaks about the downward path of mobility.
有一个罗马的一个祭司，他讲到，你们要有名的话，你必须要谦卑低下来。
He speaks of the selfless way of Christ.
他讲到主耶稣一个无己的生命。
And he who would be exalted must learn to abase himself.
若是你要被高举的话，首先要学习，一定要自己谦卑。
Mark 8:34-38。Therefore, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross, and follow me. Whoever would save his life must lose it. Whoever would save his life will lose it.
马可福音告诉我们，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。若有人要救他生命的，就要失去生命；若有人为着我的名失去生命的，就要得着生命。
The lesson of servitude.
这是一个做仆人的一个功课。
And one more lesson before we come to John chapter 21.
当我们到约翰福音二十一章之前，还有一个功课要讲的。
Jesus was constantly teaching his disciples what it meant to be a follower of Christ.
主耶稣不断地告诉他的门徒，到底是跟随主耶稣的人是什么意思。
And perhaps the most dramatic lesson was in the garden when the soldiers came to take Jesus to Pilate.
我想最好的一个功课就是在科西玛尼园，当那些兵丁要把主耶稣拿到比拉多的面前。
And here were these soldiers standing around with torches, swords, and spears, and Judas comes and places a kiss upon Jesus' cheek.
当罗马的兵丁弄了刀剑来到主耶稣的面前，然后犹大就用跟主耶稣亲嘴。
Apparently, Judas never learned the lessons.
很显然的，犹大从来没有学到一个功课。
And Peter, who was to be the symbol of all of the other disciples because he was their leader, he still hadn't learned it either.
那彼得他是代表其他的门徒的，他似乎好像是当时的领袖，也没有学到这个功课。
Peter takes out a sword or a knife or a dagger.
彼得就从他的宝剑鞘里面把他的剑拿出来。
I never did understand where Peter got that instrument.
我从来也没有想到怎么会他有这么一个刀呢？
Because you see, the Galileans never carried weapons, and they were all Galileans. They were fishermen, unlettered people.
加利利人又没有知识的无名小民，怎么会有一个刀挂在身上呢？
I wonder where he got it.
不晓得他这个刀从哪来的。
Maybe he didn't learn the lesson that he shouldn't steal.
可能他还偷来的也不一定。
But he pulled out that sword and he cut the ear from off the servant of the high priest.
但是他把他的刀拿出来，把那大祭司的佣人的耳朵切下来。
And I could just see the Lord saying, "Oh my, my, Peter, Peter, what are you doing?"
我想象主一定是这样讲，哦，怎么搞的 ，Peter？ 你怎么到底在做什么呢
？Haven't you learned yet?
你没有学到这个功课吗
？After 2.5 years, you're still acting like a child.
跟我在一起两年半了，你还是动作像个孩子一样。
Of course, Christians never do that. We know.
我们知道基督徒是不会这样做的。
But the lesson is this.
但是功课是教导我们的是这样。
Now it's not written in the Bible, but it should have been there.
虽然圣经没有写，但是我想大概是应该是如此。
Peter, and it should have been verse somewhere here. Peter, you should not behave in a carnal manner.
他一定讲，彼得，你真是不应该行为这样的属肉体的样子。
Do you know what I mean by carnality?
你懂不懂什么叫做属肉体呢？
Let me just give you these two different words, soma and sarx. This has to do with body.
Soma 是讲到身体。
And sarx has to do with flesh.
Sarx 就讲到情欲。
And Jesus was saying, we as Christians do not act out of the flesh.
主耶稣说，我们基督徒不应该活出这种情欲的行为来。
Saint Paul speaks about the works of the flesh.
保罗讲到情欲的工作。
In contrast to the fruit of the Spirit.
来跟属灵的果子来做一个对照。
Of course.Peter would be the last one to listen to Paul.
当然，彼得一定是最后一个要听保罗话的人。
I'm being facetious there. I think he would have listened.
我只是随便讲讲。
But what I'm saying is, the Lord is saying to Peter, after 2.5 years, you mean that you would actually hack away at somebody's head? You wanted to kill that man.
我也想象主耶稣当时一定觉得到。跟彼得讲，两年半的时间，你跟我在一起，你还要拿个刀来割掉他的耳朵，几乎要把他杀死吗
？And Christians don't behave in a carnal way toward other people, even their enemies.
基督徒不应该对人这样，甚至于对敌人也不应该这样属肉体的行为出来。
Peter, don't you remember about that other cheek?
主耶稣彼得，你难道忘记了我要你？把另外一个脸给人家打的那个功课你忘记了吗
？And Peter said, "Oops, I forgot."
彼得说，哦，忘记了。
And we forget so easily, don't we?
我们常常是健忘。
But there was something still inside of Peter that hadn't been settled.
但是彼得的心里面还是有一些事情还没有完全的安定。
And of course, we know the story. Jesus healed that man. He showed love.
当然，我们也读到那个故事，主耶稣医治了他的耳朵，也向他显爱。
Now the final lesson.
最后的一个功课。
And it focuses on this man Peter. All the way through the Gospels, Peter becomes the representative of all the disciples.
就是以彼得为中心，因为彼得他代表所有的人。
They are standing along the seashore here. Jesus has prepared the breakfast.
这天早上，主耶稣在那里，准备早餐。
And he says, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?
主耶稣说，西门，约翰的儿子，你爱我比这些更深吗？
And then in verse 15 he continues, Why, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, Feed my lambs.
他回头说，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。
A second time he asked the same question.
主耶稣第二次又问同样的问题。
And he said, Tend my sheep.
他说，牧养我的羊。
And a third time he asked him.
第三次他再问他。
And he said, Follow me.
他说，你跟从我。
Now, it's interesting when Jesus asked this man, Peter, Do you love me more than these? Some people think that he meant, Do you love me more than the other disciples love me?
主耶稣比其他的门徒爱得更深吗？
Some people think that Jesus meant, Do you love me more than the fish, the nets, the sea, the marketplace? Do you love me more than these?
有的人以为是说问他你爱他的鱼爱他的海爱他的渔网或者是他的那些商业上的一切
Nobody really knows what Jesus meant
其实没有人知道主耶稣是什么意思讲这些是什么
I don't think there's a Bible scholar can tell us what Jesus meant
我相信没有一个神学家可以解说出来主耶稣到底什么意思
But do you know who knew what Jesus meant?
你知道谁知道主耶稣的意思是什么呢
Peter
彼得知道
For when Jesus said to him Do you love me more than these Whatever came to Peter's mind That is pretty much what Jesus meant
当主耶稣问他你爱我比这些更深的时候彼得当时里面所想的就是主耶稣所要讲的
And the lesson that we must learn When Christ asks us Do you love me more than theseWhatever it is that comes across our mind is pretty much what he's talking about.
今天主耶稣在问你，你爱这些比我更深吗？就是在你的里面，哪一个东西出现在你脑海里面，那个大概就是主耶稣所要
问。We don't have to go to a pastor to ask.
我们不需要去问一个牧师来搞清楚。
We don't have to go to a friend to ask.
也不需要去问一个朋友。
But when the Lord speaks to you and says, Do you love me more than these? Whatever it is that comes to your mind is pretty much what he's talking about.
若是主说你爱我比这些更深吗？这些出现你脑海里面的大概就是主要的。
And so the Lord says to this very middle class, at ease businessman, Do you love me more than these? And his yacht comes before his mind.
像这个做生意的人说你爱这些比我更深吗一定是他的那个船在他的脑海里面出现
Do you think he has to go to his pastor to ask what the Lord means?
你想他是不是要到牧师那里去问主耶稣是什么意思呢
When the Lord says you love me more than these and his beautiful car comes before his mind Do you think he has any problem knowing what the Lord means?
若是主问他的时候他汽车到他的脑海里面难道他就不明白主耶稣是什么意思吗
When the Lord says you love me more than these and the power and the position you have comes to mind do you think he needs to have help to know what the Lord means
若是主耶稣问你同样问题的时候你的权柄和地位来到你自己脑海的时候难道你不明白主耶稣问你是什么意思呢
Peter knew very well
彼得很知道主耶稣的意思
But notice he asked them a second time
但是你看他第二次再问他
And he says, Do you love me?
他说你爱我吗
And I think it's kind of strange because I'm sure Peter must have asked him, Lord, why don't you call me Peter? You said you're going to give me the name Peter, a rock. You've called me my old name, Simon, son of John. How come?
他说你为什么叫我这个名字是西门而不叫我彼得呢
And I could hear Jesus saying to him Well you've gone back to the old game So I give you back your old name
因为你回到你原来做的事上去所以我就把你原来的名字给你
But wasn't it Peter who said when Jesus died and he was buried I'm going back to fishing It's all over boys
当时彼得看到主耶稣也死了埋了，他就走回去钓鱼了，他就说什么都过去了。
And there are some people who never learn that once we have accepted Christ, it means we live a changed life.
有很多的人不了解，当我们接受了主以后，我们就生命完全改变了。
We can't take on things in our lives that are a contradiction to the Spirit of Christ and still say we love Him.
我们不能够做一些事情跟圣灵相违背的，而且还再说我爱你。
But the interesting thing is this third time.
最有趣的就是还问第三次。
Now some people said, well, Jesus asked Peter three times so that he could make up for denial one, denial two, and denial three.
有的人说，主耶稣问他三次的问题，因为他三次否认主。
For this bad word, a good word, I love you. For this bad word, a good word, I love. Oh, I don't believe that at all.
我不相信这是这个意思。
Do you know what was going on?
你知道是什么呢？
Here was a dialogue between two people, and they were like two ships.Passing in the night.
这是两个人的会话，就好像晚上两个船这样的错过。
Jesus was saying to Peter, "Do you love me?"
主耶稣跟彼得讲，你爱不爱我？
And Peter was saying, "Phileo, yes, I'm very fond of you."
他主耶稣回答的不是爱，是说我蛮喜欢你的。
Now, let me ask you a question.
那我问你一个问题。
If you men are gone from home for 3 weeks and you come home and see your wife, you put your arm around her and say, I love you, honey. Do you love me? And she says, oh, you'll do in a pinch. You know what I mean?
你们离开了家三个礼拜回来之后看到太太抱着说哦、我爱你，你爱我吗？太太说，你。
You can hang around the house.
你就随在家里面走了走去吧。
You can stay here and go on living here.
你可以留在这里住下来。
Well, that wouldn't be a very good answer for you when you've been gone 3 weeks, would it?
那这样的回答，你三个礼拜没有回来。
Now I don't know about you.But my Italian blood wants a little more than, oh, I think a lot of you.
那我是意大利的人的脾气，我想我所盼望的比这个更热忱一点。
And Jesus was saying, do you love me with agape love?
那主耶稣问他的是一种神的爱，没有条件的爱，那样的爱来爱他。
Agape love is the kind of love that opens up its veins and bleeds for someone.
这个雅各培的爱就是把他的血管破裂，为别的人流血的那种爱。
This is what Jesus did on the cross.
这就是主耶稣在十字架上所表现的爱。
Do you love me with the kind of love that I love you?
你爱我像我爱你一样吗？
And what Peter was saying is, I think a lot of you.
主彼得讲，我想念你很多。
I'm very fond of you.
我蛮喜欢你的。
And the interesting thing is this.
最有趣的事是这样。
The first time Jesus said, do you agape me?
第一次主耶稣说你是不是 agape 我。
And Peter responded, phileo.
彼得回答的是 phileo, 我喜欢你。
The second time Jesus said, do you agape me?
第二次主耶稣在问你是不是 agape 我。
And Peter responded, I phileo.
第二次他又说我蛮喜欢你的。
And do you know what the Lord did? He said, all right, Peter. And the third time he said, do you phileo me?
那第三次主耶稣就说好彼得，第三次他就问你是不是喜欢我呢？
After 2.5 years, are you only fond of me?
两年半的时间跟我在一起，你不过是喜欢我吗？
And I could just hear Peter saying, Mamma mia, what have I done?
我想象着彼得一定说我到底做错什么了。
The Lord is saying, after all of this time, after all the miracles, the signs, the wonders, even after shedding my blood, you're only fond of me.
主耶稣说，你看到我所行的神迹奇事，为你流了血，今天你不过是喜欢我就算了吗？
The lesson of the loyalty of love.
这就是教导我们一个对神有一个忠贞的爱。
Well, we know the story of Peter.
当然我们知道彼得的故事。
And I want to close. We only have 2 minutes left.
我们还有两分钟的时间。
But we don't want to leave Peter there because Peter did go on and prove agape love to Christ.
事实上彼得到后来实在是也表明他一个 agape 对神的爱。
And if you go on and finish reading that portion, it says, Jesus says there, when you were young, you went where you would go, but when you are old, others will take you where you would not go. This he spoke concerning by which death he would glorify God.
那下面就讲到你年少的时候自己束上带子随意往来，但年老的时候你要伸手出来，别人把你束上带你到不太愿意的地方去。这个话就是讲到彼得后来要怎么样的荣耀上帝的死。
And the beautiful thing isThat this Galilean fisherman, Simon son of John, indeed became Petros, a rock.
这个很重要的功课就是这个加利利的渔夫啊，最后的确是成了主所拣选的教会的石头。
Let me close with this experience that my wife and I had in Italy.
那我用我跟太太在意大利的一点经历来结束。
In 1951, when we were in Italy for 6 weeks preaching in the hills between Naples and Rome and on the street corners in the city of Rome.
在1951年我们在罗马在山上还有在街道上面传福音。
And we went to visit the catacombs.
我们去探访一个圣堂。
And we left the catacombs and took Via Appia, the Appian Way, going south out of Rome,headed toward the Mediterranean Sea.
我们从那里走到罗马的南部，一直到地中海那边慢慢的走。
And legend has it that years ago, when the Christians were persecuted in Rome, they urged Peter, who was there, to flee for his life.
那传统的有话说，说当时彼得就在走这段路的时候，有人就鼓励他要逃命，从那里逃走。
And as he was fleeing, it is said that he saw someone coming from the south, headed toward him.
那当他正要逃走的时候，他就说有人从南边就走到他的面前来。
And this old fisherman, Peter, looked and he thought he recognized that figure.
那这个老的渔夫彼得就看到这个人，似乎他是认识他。
And he stood in that one spot where today there is a chapel called the Domine Quo Vadis Chapel.
那就站在那个地方，今天就建立了一个天主教的教堂，叫这个名字。
And as he looked, he said, "I know that figure."
当他看的时候，他说，我知道那个人。
And as the figure drew nearer,
当那个人走近他的时候
，Peter said, "Why, it's the Lord."
他说是主。
And he cupped his hands to his mouth, and he said, "Domine, quo vadis," meaning, "Sir, where are you going?"
他就把他的手这样扶起来，他说，主啊，你到哪去？
And Jesus said to him, "Peter, I'm going back into Rome."
主耶稣跟他讲，彼得，我回到罗马去。
To die again with you.
我再一次跟你同死。
And this man, Peter.Was taken where he would not go and was crucified. But he said, "Not like my Lord, I am not worthy," and he was crucified inverted.
那彼得就走了一个他自己不愿意要去的地方，就被钉死。但是彼得说，我不配跟我的主一样的死，所以人就把他刀钉死在十字架上。
Oh, if we would only learn the lessons that Jesus wants to teach us.
哦，真是盼望我们今天能够学习到主耶稣要教导我们的功课。
And just as that little chapel stands on the Appian Way today, that marks that spot where Jesus proved his faithfulness to Peter, so you and I can know the faithfulness of Christ if we have learned our lessons.
就像今天那个教堂站立在那个地方，主耶稣向彼得证实他对他爱的信实，也今天也向我们证实他的爱实在是忠实的。
For you see, as followers of Christ,
我们今天是主耶稣的跟随者。
We are never static.
我们不应该留在本位。
Change is the name of the game.
我们要继续的不断的改变。
We are always growing as we learn.
我们学习的多，我们要长进的多。
And the joy of it all is this.
其中最让我们喜乐的是。
For those who persist and who intend to serve their Christ, He is going to prove Himself faithful to us.
当我们向神能够继续的不断的往前走，显来坚定的跟随主的时候，我们就能够发现主耶稣对我们的确是信实的。
So you and I today are in a dialogue to the death with our Lord.
今天我们是跟神在讲话。
And when Jesus and Peter were talking, Jesus had a dialogue with Peter that meant a death to himself.
当主耶稣和彼得会话的时候，他们所讲的也就是说要自我舍己的一个功课。
And to his own will.
而不要再按自己的旨意行。
One of these two men had to die.
这两个人中间有一个必须要死。
And Jesus had already died.
因为主耶稣已经死了。
Now it's Peter's turn.
现在是彼得的，轮到他。
And as Christ died to be our Redeemer, so we must die to ourselves, having been redeemed.
因为主耶稣死了来赎买我们，所以今天我们也要对自己死。
Let us pray.
我们一同祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ.
我们亲爱的天父，感谢为主耶稣感谢赞美你。
The Master Teacher.
他是我们的老师。
And we, the disciples who follow behind.
我们这些门徒只是跟随着他。
Forgive us for our debates.
求主你饶恕我们常常跟你相辩。
Forgive us, Lord, for our narrowness.
求主你饶恕我们的狭窄。
Forgive us for our self-seeking.
求主你饶恕我们常常为自己的利益谋打算。
Forgive us, O Lord, for wanting power and position.
也饶恕我们常常我们要权柄，我们要地位。
Put into our hands, O Christ, the basin and the towel.
求主耶稣真是赐给我们这洗脚的盆和这个手巾。
That as Christ served us by giving himself to us, so we...might serve others by giving ourselves.
让我们想到主耶稣将他的生命给我们来服侍我们，我们也应该用生命为别人舍弃。
We love you this evening, Lord.
主耶稣，我们实在是爱你。
And if there is any weakness in our love, we pray that we shall be made strong tonight.
若是在我们生命里面有什么软弱的地方，求主你真是让我们能够强壮。
And let your peace rest upon us.
求主的平安跟我们同在。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.